This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is just about the end of the spawning season for horseshoe crab. The last time this year, there will be swarms of them crawling up onto beaches from the Gulf of Mexico all the way to Maine. So what, you say, other than as an item of general interest? Well, here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
It's around 10 p.m., and there's a new moon, which means there's no moon, and a 2-foot-long female horseshoe crab is dragging itself and a mate onto the beach here in Brooklyn. They look like a cross between Darth Vader and a scorpion, but they don't sting or pinch. These guys have been coming ashore to spawn like this for hundreds of millions of years. They predate the dinosaurs by as much as the dinosaurs predate us. And in that time, they have come up with something kind of amazing. Eric Hallerman is professor of fish conservation at Virginia Tech.
They've been exposed to every lineage of bacteria that occurs in the ocean, and they've evolved some degree of immunity to essentially all of them.
That freakishly sensitive immune system from the ocean has spawned an industry on land.
We're heading to the far end of the building, which is where we bleed the animals.
Bleed.
Bleed the animals. They're blood donors, like the Red Cross.
John Dubchak is general manager with biomedical firm Charles River. They extract crab's blood and use it to test for bacterial contamination. This test touches almost every corner of modern medicine.
Pharmaceutical manufacturers, vaccine manufacturers, medical device manufacturers.
The test is called limulus amoebocyte lysate, LAL. It doesn't just test for bacteria. It picks up bacterial toxins that cause fever and septic shock in people. It's used on everything from needles and IVs to pacemakers and dialysis machines.
Basically, any product that is going to see the blood system directly or indirectly has to be tested.
And a product made of crab's blood obviously requires crabs.
We offload the crabs from off the truck from right here.
Wayne Parker works for Charles River in this large warehouse space. He removes the barnacles from the very much live crabs.
We rinse them. Rinse the crab. Pass it down to the next employee. Don't grab them by the tail.
And one by one, they are strapped into stainless steel carts.
The animals are placed in the bleeding racks and they're secured, you know, with some of these ties.
It looks a little bit like the Matrix for crabs. The racks are rolled into an air-filtered room with clear plastic walls full of people in scrubs and face masks. The crabs are lined up above rows of bottles.
You can see a membrane. We penetrate this membrane with a 14-gauge needle, and we basically drain the dorsal cardiac sinus.
The blood that fills up the bottles is blue. It looks exactly like blue Kool-Aid. After about 20% of their blood is drained, the crabs are rolled out of the bubble and de-racked.
And they're being placed into the transport vessel, which will be then covered, as you can see, and they'll be taken back to the water.
Yes, back to the water. This process does not kill the crabs, at least not most of them. Charles River says the survival rate of its crabs is over 99%. Other companies report 98%. But some scientists worry. They cite some research suggesting survival rates could be as low as 70% and that bled crabs may lay fewer eggs.
So the issue of whether this is sustainable is a current research question.
That's Eric Hallerman at Virginia Tech again. It's a question not just because the numbers are fuzzy, but because in most states, crabs are also harvested and cut up for bait. That ends up killing 10 times as many crabs as bleeding does. In South Carolina, the biomedical industry lobbied to have the bait harvest banned. John Dubchak with Charles River.
I can only speak for South Carolina, but our population here is increasing.
But in other areas, like New England, the population is falling, and regulators can't say for sure what the problem is, bait or biomedical or poaching or something else. Back on the beach, hundreds of crabs are still crawling over the sand. For beings with primordial blood that sustains entire industries of modern medicine, they are odd and vulnerable little things. And by the end of the month, they will swim back out to sea, like they have for the past 500 million years. Maybe they'll still be doing this in another 500 million. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Horseshoe crab blood is, as Sabri said, in fact, blue. It is Kool-Aid blue. Sabri put together a slideshow of the crabs and their corpuscles. It is crazy-looking stuff. Marketplace.org.